By the way, I see Rabbi Yaakov, he gave us your photocopies on how to check things. He's very machmir here again, but still, it's good to know. So maybe soon I'll go down and I'll make for you copies of everyone.
And also I posted Rav Elgrad's share from last year.
When did you post it?
It's on the website, an audio recording.
Ah, so no one can really get it. Okay, fine.
I'm trying to be as thorough as I could.
So, talking about kashas, different vessels, how do you kasha? Now we're going to talk about clay matachot, metal vessels, page 99, anakashos, of books. Clay matachot, kol sugya matachot, hechsheram keder shum sham, all types of metals. If you read this, kasha them the way you use them. What's considered metal? Any types of metal. Gold, silver, copper, metal.
Pewter.
I mean iron, bdil, oferet, nairosta, plada, all types of metal. If it's under the category of metal, you could kasher it. How do you kasher it? The way you receive the heat, the way you used it, that's how you kasher it. Right? Aluminum, all these things. Yeah. Moshe Feinstein brings down that when you buy brand new vessels, and a lot of times they're smeared with that kosher oil on them, fat, right? So some people, they say you should table them, not table them, you should machshir them, put them in boiling hot water. But Rav Eliashiv is more maker. And he said it's enough to wash them really well. We said this already. And then put water up the way to the top and boil it on the fire and let it just overflow. And that's enough. You don't have to take it to the place to put the whole thing in the thing of boiling water.
Now, is that for any metal? I mean, like, is it things that you would assume are smeared with oil, such as something that's been through a press, such as a bowl? Or can you... do something like a cookie sheet.
What's a cooking sheet?
A flat sheet used for putting in the oven, putting in the oven for baking cookies. Or something.
Like a baking pan.
Yeah. Right.
Like a pan oven. That's usually used for the schmear. It might be schmear also.
I don't know.
You should clean it, wash it well. Put it in the oven on the hottest degree, that's all.
But I mean, this is brand new.
Make it work a little bit better, like half an hour on the hottest degree. First, clean it well.
Right.
Then, put it in the oven on the hottest degree.
Right, but if it's brand new, it's never been used.
Yeah.
Clean it really well, put it in the hottest oven. Yeah.
Okay. Matechet ha-metzupas zuchit. Of course you take it to the mikveh. Matechet ha-metzupas zuchit dinav yikleh zuchit. Matechet, metal, which is glazed with
it's a porcelain glaze, which is actually glass.
Glass, basically, right? According to Ashkenazim, you don't kasher them, right? As far as you kasher them. If it wasn't used on the fire itself, it's the type of vessel that you don't use on the fire itself, it's enough, then you could kasher even for Ashkenazim. You don't use it on the fire itself. You take it, if something happened there, Trey, you can take it and put it in hot water and it's kosher.
What if it's brand new? Never been used? Do you need to kosher it?
From what?
Going back to the idea of smearing it with oil.
It's not smeared with oil, it's smeared with glass.
Okay.
Kelim asuim bdil v'ofer shmitim v'fayim v'esh enem achshara. If you have a type of vessel that sometimes you use it directly on a fire. Yeah? And now if you have to kasher it, you use directly on the fire, I'm saying without a liquid. Without a liquid. For kashering that, you need libun. And if you do libun, it will make a hole through. So you can't kasher it. What do you do if it chafes up? You throw it on your neighbors. On his neighbors. Okay, clay. Email, you know what email is?
Enamel.
Here it says email, that's why I always say email. People tell you enamel. Okay, so it's a type of glaze. What is it, right? Usually it could be white, it could be, it looks like a ceramic glaze.
Enamel, people know what enamel is.
Yeah?
It's fused glass.
It's fused
glass
powder. I've cut the sukhid.
It's a fine glass powder which can be fused using high heat.
Mm-hmm. Regarding for Pesach, we don't kasher them. But if it became treif, you could kasher them. How do you kasher them? Either you do Haggalah, you just do Haggalah three times. One, two, three, as a Haggalah three times. Stuff with enamel. Stuff which are glazed with enamel, you could kasher them, not for Pesach. If it became treif, pasal chalav, whatever, kasher, you can put it three times in boiling water, it's kosher. Now, if you have a place on the edge, something that was chipped, and the glaze came off, the enamel came off, there you have to do libun kal. Remember what libun kal is?
To make it really hot.
Really hot, but not a hot that sparks are sparking out of it. Just really hot enough that if in one you put on one side heat, and if you take a
piece of paper,
or something really smooth and light that lights easily, put on the other edge, it will start crumbling. And the heat, that's good enough. That's only if that.
Just says that yet in my gum.
Would it?
Yeah.
A good definition is what if it lights a cigarette? Is that hot enough?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Or a pine needle.
Cat whisker.
Let's not talk about cat whiskers. We have a problem.
I'll report you to the SPCA.
No, we have a problem with Kichi.
Anyhow.
If you take an MIL tray, for example, and you clean it really well, and there's nothing on it whatsoever, the place can say that even Pesach you'll be able to kasher. If there's nothing there and it's all whole, there's no lackings of enamel. So then the place can say that you could use it. You could kasher to Pesach. Haggalah three times.
Now, what if it's normally used for coal?
Coal?
Like a serving dish. And you want to use it for Pesach.
Haggalah? It depends. It was only used for coal?
Right.
Only, you know that it was only used for coal?
Right.
Then you just have to clean it. Wash it, clean it. Klei chalcina vekeramika. Things are made out of china or ceramic. Yeah. That swallows basal and chalav together. Also basal, also chalav. If it was when they were hot, yeah, the hot soup, and then you drink in the same cup hot chocolate milk, right?
You toss a cup away.
Exactly. Also porcelain.
If you don't know the subject.
One second. You threw away all the dishes already?
No.
Wait, don't throw them out. One second, I see another thing here. I didn't see this. Marechet klei chalcina keramika porcelain balat erech. If you have china plates, ceramic, porcelain, which are worth It could be also
wedgewood,
right? Or it could also mean worth it for you, right? That stood for 12 months without use at all. You could do agala 3 times, and then you could use it.
Really? For Pesach too?
I don't know for Pesach. I don't think so. I don't know. But not for Pesach. For Basal Chalav, if it was Trey.
Do they have to go in the mikveh after that?
Mikveh? No. They don't go to the mikveh, these things. Hagala. Why? You can't really do cash for them,
right?
But I tell you what, usually they didn't receive the heat. We didn't receive the glia and so hot. You never put it in or cook with it, it'll burst.
Right.
You usually take from with a ladle or something and put it in it. So it's a lot less hot.
So
kasher, he says.
So
who brings this? It's a Moshe Feinstein. He goes Moshe. It's, if it's a big hefsed, and also people can have the shavim, have the shkelim. Usually using a cliche, any. A company like Safek, if you should be over in Bushcha, they just spoke about it too. There's a bala itu. When you have a few things for leniency, then you can rely on a certain poisek, and then you can say you can do what he says. Usually, you don't hold like him. He holds that you could be machshir the ceramic and stuff. We don't go like him, but when you have a few leniencies together, then you go like him. Well, now we have a few leniencies. You probably, first of all, wasn't used for 12 months. Second of all, probably wasn't, was used only cliche. You don't usually use it as a klishon, right?
Right.
And third of all, third thing
we're
is.
We're not even a cliche.
So that's cliche, right?
Yeah, because, you know, if you're taking a ladle.
Yeah, but if a ladle from, if it's a soup, the ladle turns into klishon.
Okay.
It's boiling hot.
So it's at least klisheni.
Sheni, shlishi, right? It's not that so much. It's a lot less. And also, there's a big hefset. So there's a lot of kulas here that you could, the mice, take it and do agala 3 times, and it's kosher. Okay. Now, glass. Kelima asuim zchuchit, or dulex, right? Kelim which are made out of glass or dulex, lo nizkar dinam haTorah. Yeah? Whoever learned the Gemara in Shabbos teaches about glass. Glass is not written in the Torah. It's only metals written in the Torah, and earthenware is written in the Torah. Or wood, or leather. What?
You didn't have glass?
They had. In the time of the Torah, maybe they didn't have. Maybe later they had.
You know, the Egyptians had glass.
So they had, but the Torah is not. It's not mentioned in the Torah glass.
Good.
לחלקו הפוסקים האם דינם כלי מתכות שיש להם הכשרה או לכלי רץ אין להם הכשרה כלל. So the פוסקים, they argue, is it like metal and you could be מכשרת, or is it like חרס, earthenware, and you cannot be מכשרת?
It's silicon that's been fused together with high heat.
Silicon made out of sand.
Sand. So
it's machloket between Bet Yosef and the Rama. I think so. Meidach yesh omrim she'en tzrichim hakshara klal. Some say. They don't even, there's a third opinion that you don't need any hakshara, any kashering metal, glass.
Whether it's hot or cold?
Regardless. Meat, flesh, and bayah. It didn't, why? Kivan shebisiyu misura amareim chalakim atumim ligamri. Since that when you finish making them, they're completely atum, sealed, nothing gets absorbed in them. And they're chalak also, they're smooth. Therefore, it's enough just to clean it really well, and it's good.
From what I recall, the Moran told us, you put it in water 3 times, 3 changes of water of 24 hours each. That's enough.
Yeah, that's what we do for Pesach.
For Pesach?
Yeah.
For Pesach, the chalak, we don't
know. Just make sure it's clean for this whole time.
You could use it.
It's a chumra, by the way. He brings it from a shoot. It should be a omer. Yeah, but it's a chumah. Mm-hmm. 3 days before Pesach, in cold water, just leave it in cold water. Mm-hmm. Change the water three times. But from Basav Chalav Sfardim, from Basav Chalavi or Sari Chalavi, and then Baya, they have no problem. But Ashkenazim, we don't do that, not even for Pesach. We don't use the glass that we use for the week, for during the year, we don't use on Pesach. We don't use it. Unless it was used in cold during the year. We use it only in cold, you can wash it. Just wash it. Make sure there's nothing on it, you wash it well, you use it for Pesach.
The glass, it doesn't, we say it doesn't absorb. If I have a glass I've been using for milk, cold milk.
Cold milk? Doesn't absorb, doesn't
cold
wash
milk.
It?
I can use it for chicken soup?
Yeah.
Right, but
back and forth, doesn't matter?
Yeah.
The problem with cold milk is that it causes a ring. And
it's good, though. Let's say you wash it right away. You wash it right away. Wash it well.
Use strong soap. It's
only. I'll tell you when it makes a ring. When you leave it on the counter all night.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah, but if you
especially
wash it,
when you have kids.
Yeah. But if Ashkenazi, we don't cash a glass. We don't cash a glass. We hold like the Ramah. The Ramah says, "What was it made out of? It was made out of sand, so it's like cheres. Period. Is there? You don't cash it, and nothing to do with it." But the Ramah said, if you had a situation and that's your only pyrex and that's what you want to use, ask a Rav. Whatever Rav tells you, you'll do.
We didn't
speak about pyrex yet. We spoke about dualix.
Iron is also made out of adama.
Made out of adama.
You take
in the adama.
No, aber shall seem not sort much be barzel. When you make something, when you want to make like an iron pan. You don't have a gush of iron in there. Very often it's the iron mixed in with stone or with sand. Black sand is iron ore mixed with silicon.
It's not earth.
I know there's iron, stone,
no, but so
is often
that's a question on all techeres. What's the difference between all techeres?
Hmm?
What's the difference between all earthenware?
That's why I'm saying iron. You said that comes from the ground doesn't mean that you can treat it like metal. Because iron does also comes from the ground as well.
No, but
right, but iron has to be refined, and you have to add carbon to it. You have to add silicon to it. You have to add.
No, no. That's modern. I'm talking about my iron, the old age iron.
Old age iron. You had to use to
they heated it.
To heat it up, and also to bind the carbon with the. It's like Damascus steel.
No, basic iron. Okay, they would take the iron ore, which is iron mixed into stone, and heat it up till the iron pours out, and you make
coal.
A form.
You heat it up with coal.
Yeah,
the coal would bind with the iron.
Glass, even for Ashkenazi, that was, there was an Isul going in it. For example, someone cooks in a kosher, or milk and meat together, or milk and then meat, doesn't make a difference, yeah? Even for Ashkenazi, there is a place for leniency. That's why I said, you ask your local Orthodox rabbi, which knows Allah, to add that. And everyone knows. Regarding Pesach, Ashkenazim don't machshir. Again, if a person has a serious situation, and he's in a place, and that's the only thing, and or he's going to he goes to his in-laws are svaldim, and they do the machshir. Ask your rabbi, and they'll tell you what he tells you. Because it's not kosher. It's a minhag that they hold it not to kosher, they hold it could kosher. It is what they realize. I have a friend who doesn't eat, he became Ashkenazi in Minagim. He does Ashkenazi Minagim. First is he did tshuva, he bought tshuva. And he did whatever his Rebbe was Ashkenazi. So he did Ashkenazi Minagim. But his parents, they just fired Minagim. They also became a little bit religious, is that? And now, his parents eat rice and Pesach. And he did like Ashkenazim. He doesn't eat rice and Pesach. Like the Moroccan, like the Ashkenazim. Doesn't eat rice
not
and Pesach.
Not
So,
what does he do?
He went to the Rav. There was Rav, and he said, "What could I do? What should I do?" He said, "If you don't eat the rice, you're over on the rice. If you eat the rice, you're over on the Rabbanon. Not even on the Rabbanon, the minimum. Why? If you don't eat the rice, it'll hurt your mother's feelings. That's what they're wise. You're not going to hurt your mother's feelings. If you don't eat the rice, if you do eat the rice, so you're not doing your minhag. So what? Do your minhag, do at home. There are certain things when a person has to have a shikul da, to know what's more important. And they say, oh, that's my minhag, and tough luck, and no, it's not good, it's not this. Everything else is a...
Someone told me that Rar said that even the Sardinia shouldn't have this.
In the Chucha Chesed, he said.
Don't have trouble being visitors. Right. That's the only reason he said.
Not because you shouldn't eat at home.
Right.
He didn't make it in the sewer. He said that there would be no problem with visiting.
Right.
He said to do that. But he didn't say that it's in the sewer to eat it.
Right.
I don't eat by others on Pesach. Only by my parents and at home. I eat by my parents on Pesach and at home. And nowhere else.
So, more in general, when Rav Arush always says that, like, in a pinch, if there's a posek that says something leaning to whatever, we can rely on this.
Rabbeinu says this.
Rabbeinu. Does that include in general, like, between Ashkenaz and Sephardi, or just within Ashkenaz or within Sephardi?
No, even Ashkenaz and Sephardi, but it's not that usually you'll go and do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's that you know that there's a leniency and you have a situation right now.
Yeah.
So you know it's okay. There's someone I am doing it according to Allah.
So the question is, like, when it comes to glass and you're like, ask your rabbi, is it like...
You say, like, I'm Ashkenazi.
What?
You say, I'm Ashkenazi.
Okay. I'm Ashkenazi. And, like, I have a situation where I need to use glass. It was basari, hot basari, and use it for something hot, milchig. I mean, is it really necessary to, like, go through all the steps of, like, finding the rab, asking the rab, or could I just say, okay, Spartan post-scheme say this is okay, and, like, what's the...
Also remember that the Salander said that when... They should be following Svardi and Halachot.
I know I would try to. I tell you what I would do. I would try to find the Rav to tell me that it's okay. If I won't find the Rav in that situation, and
situation.
Let's say I had my Pyrex, not Pyrex, my Duolex, my glass that we use hot for milk.
Yeah.
And then my wife didn't know that I used it for milk. She used it for chicken,
uh-huh.
And it was clean well before him.
Yeah.
I'll eat it.
Uh-huh.
I'll eat it. It's not treif.
Yeah.
Okay. It was clean well. It's not treif. Right. But if a chachila, I would go and do that. I'll ask her up before I would think.
Yeah. If you're gonna do it, then it's best to find the rab.
Yeah. If I don't find the rab, and I know, so it depends on the situation.
Gotcha.
If I can. Do otherwise without it, I'll do without it, and if I can't, so.
Gotcha.
There is a rope to, there's a, okay, fine. Clay pyrex. This, all what I told you wasn't pyrex. It was glass and duolex. Duolex, I guess, is less than pyrex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we'll talk about pyrex. Clay pyrex in bashlim bayem al gabe aesh. Pyrex, you can use it on the fire itself. Mm-hmm. You take it, you put it on the flame. I remember the first time I saw it with my sister-in-law. So you're crazy putting glass on it. I didn't know.
Yeah, the difference is that Duralex is tempered glass.
Tempered?
Tempered. Like, okay. Tempered steel, it's glass went through a special process of heating and cold to make it harder.
And also, the way they form it, they form it in a pool so it pulls down and there's high tension.
Yeah, it's under high tension. That's why the Duralex breaks, it breaks a lot of tiny little pieces.
Right. And you can't put it on the fire itself.
No, you can't.
You can put it in the oven.
Pyrex is made.
You can put it in the oven, right? Duolex also.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. So what is it good for?
But Pyrex.
You can put hot things in it.
It can hold hot things easier.
Yeah.
It also can sometimes hold up to a bit falling better. But when it does break, it scatters into a lot of tiny pieces. Pyrex, and similar to Pyrex, it's a dark type of metal that are mixed into the silicon, like boron and some other metals like that sometimes, that make it hold up to high heat.
And it says it's formed differently.
Yeah.
It's formed.
So now let's see halachically. According to Sfaradim, according to Avadia, Pyrex, he holds, it's regular glass. That's all Avadia holds. Pyrex. Yeah, we spoke about this. When someone mentioned it, so I looked it up then. Pyrex is regular glass. For Ashkenazim, Mikaradin also, it's like regular glass, also for Ashkenazim. Yeah? Meaning, you're not supposed to kasher it. Achen yesh miposke Ashkenaz, sheikiru al kopani inyam od ha-shana la-tira ma-gala. There are poskim for Ashkenaz, like who? Shut Tzitz Eliezer, Ragon of Tzvi Pesach Frank, who's a Rebbe Yerushalayim, Sidur Pesach Yichosa, and then the name of Rabbi Yoshiv also. They say that you could kasher it with Hagala. If you have fire, etc., you could take it to the Hagala and put Hagala. Fine. Regarding Pesach, same thing, you shatat chak. If you have, you don't have it, it's the only thing you have to cook with. Right? This Turek's fat, Pyrex's fat. Oh, you could clean it really well. It's hard to clean them, but let's say you clean the. You,
it's just, really hard to clean.
If you didn't clean it right away, with the, you have to use the sprays and stuff with the metal.
The steel wool.
Right. So, one more thing. Now, if you know what? I want to finish the pellet, okay? Clay plastic with gumi. Kelim asuim plastic kashiach ugumi midav akli amid v'agalav lezikev dechol amai nia lach shiro. Like I said before, if it's made out of this type of plastic, everyone sees, he called it PTT or something.
Polypropylene.
If it's made out of this kind of plastic, which is hard, and it can hold 100 degrees Celsius.
Celsius.
Okay. So you can kasher it. And if it can, so you can't kasher it.
Normally, I checked online.
For Pesach, some poskim say that don't kasher it. Not because you can't, because it costs 5 shekels to buy a cup. So go buy another cup. But if you did kasher it, you could kasher it. But they also make sure to clean it well, of course, and there's no charitzim and stuff stuck in the.
Yeah. What were you doing?
Most plastics have a recycling number on it. 1 through 7. Polypropylene has a PP on it and is 5. That can easily be kosher. Anything else can handle up to normally 50 degrees Celsius. Mm-hmm. And I think one of them can handle up to 70 degrees Celsius without problem. So if you just get it into boiling water, it should be fine.
Let's learn a little bit more. Knives. A little bit different. Okay?
Knives.
A knife.
Oh, knives.
Yeah, with a K.
Knives.
Knives, yes. A messer, yo?
With him a vevis of knives.
Knives.
Okay. A velo shaman.
Knives, yeah. Nice knives. Yeah. Sakinim abluim basar chalav. That they were swallowed in them with milk and swallowed them with meat. Okay? Yeah, the problem now. How do you kasher it? Simple. You boil a pot of boiling water. Blah, 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 blah. Okay? You put it in.
Now, question. What if the knife has a wooden handle or a plastic handle?
In baya. Kasher the whole thing. Take it out, throw it in.
You mean we can't take a knife, stab it into an Arab 10 times?
Becomes pleasure.
Diabad. Sakina blue afim is very good. I'm sure I'm and the Solomon Hato. Here are shots of Kinim Hose Pesach, have it as soon as the King, Rizina, or Gig, or Vara. Regarding Pesach, you have a different problem. It's good to have a separate knife for Pesach. It's brought in the Halacha. For Pesach, try not to cut your knives. Not talking about the knives on the table to cut the chicken when you're eating. Or the fish, or whatever you're eating. Mm-hmm. Potatoes. Talking about the knives they use in the kitchen, better not to kasher them for Pesach.
But use new knives.
They use new knives for Pesach. Okay? It's important. More than the forks and other stuff. And the spoons, they're easy to clean. But the knives and stuff, they're fire. We're starting to teach Shalom in a moment, whoever wants. Sakin chalavit bat yomana. If you have Sakin chalavi bat yoma. What's sakin chalavi bat yoma? A knife that you used it for boiling hot, you cutting lasagna. Okay? Today. Good lasagna cheese. Yeah? Hot. Boiling hot. In the oven. You're cutting it. You want to taste the piece without your wife seeing. Right? And then.
You want to make sure it's ready.
Yeah, right.
That piece I didn't taste yet. Yeah, and then someone didn't realize that it was used for milk. Like, in that day, in the 24 hours, mm-hmm. you cut with it meat that's sitting on the grill.
Oy vey.
Yeah, or it's in the oven. Yeah, on the fire. Then that night you cannot kasher in boiling water. Only way to kasher it is to hose it down with fire. Yeah. That's only if the meat is inside. If the meat was removed from the fire or removed from the oven, you cover the night, even if it's boiling hot, then it's enough to kasher it with boiling water.
When you kasher it with fire, does the knife have to turn glowing red?
Is it libun? Libun.
You ruin the knife.
Libun be'esh. Until it.
Or libun kal.
Libun kal.
It tells you actually it laben, doesn't say how much.
Libun kal, yeah.
Easier than boiling water. Machvatot. Ooh, machvat. Machvat is a frying pan. Machvat is a frying pan. Machvat is a margarina. Chas v'shalom, right? If you use it for using oil, right? You fry with oil. V'nisra alei shimush v'basar v'chalav yachad lo b'shar yisurim. When it was used, it was us to use it now because either you put basar in it and then chalav or whatever, mixed, or you put someone cooked not kosher food in it or whatever. Then you kasher it v'libun kal ba'esh. Okay? V'hu adin teflon. Same thing with teflon.
Teflon, you can't kosher.
Yeah, Teflon, they say most.
You heat Teflon, it's gold.
Okay, so you can't, but if you can, then you can use it.
Now, on the question about frying pans, what about if you're koshering liver?
Yeah, he writes it here, by the way, yeah. That the maister, you shouldn't kosher it, because if you do it correctly, so it's kosher, but usually if you do it correctly, you'll destroy the pans. If you are afraid to do it too good, so then you shouldn't kosher it, he says here. What did he ask?
Koshering liver using a frying pan.
Using a frying pan? You don't use a frying pan to kosher liver.
You normally use a flame.
A flame? You can't use a frying pan to kosher liver.
I've seen people do it the wrong way.
It's the wrong way, that's for sure.
Yes.
In general with koshering, is it acceptable to do libun kal anytime instead of hagalah? Because it's easier for me to do libun kal, just like heat it over
yeah.
the stove.
The mindset? Yeah.
Okay.
It has to be heated over yourself a long time.
I thought, like, it doesn't take that long to put a piece of string on it and have the string burn. Like,
does it
work or not?
Okay.
That makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, but the whole pot has to go libun kal.
Oh, you can't just do, like, a piece at a time?
A piece at a time.
No, but the whole...
The bottom, yeah. Then the side, then that side, then that side.
That's fine, because I don't...
Yeah, have a blowtorch is much easier, yeah. But.
Right, it takes you 1 second.
Yeah. Not really 1 second.
The air, if you're holding it up, your flame is not reaching that far up, so it's not going to be such a strong flame, so that's the problem you're going to have. You might miss some crack. Like, what if you don't get that whole area? What if you're 99%, then 1% makes it?
Well, see, I have a stove. I don't have a blowtorch, and I don't have a big enough pot to...
So every Shabbos Mevachim, every Shabbos Mevachim, mm-hmm. Arab Shabbos Mevachim, Dushinsky outside, the kasher pots.
Oh, okay.
Plus 5 shekels or something. So tomorrow we'll learn about tomorrow's Yom Rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
All day long.
Maybe tomorrow we'll go to the field, right?
Yep. Already you talked about.